you have any animals? Did you live on a farm?
Yeah, I had a team.
You had a what?
Team. Two mules. Cows. Sheep. And hogs.
Where did you keep them?
We had a pasture for them.
For the hogs?
Yeah, well, we had a pen we kind of kept them in.
You call that a what?
A pen, hog lot.
What about the cows? Where'd you keep them?
We had a pasture we turned them in.
Uh-huh.
Of course, at night, we had a barn there and a stable. We put them up in the stable overnight.
The stables is different from a barn?
No, they just built in the barn.
Uh-huh.
On one side of the hall, or you ain't got a hall, but there's a door in the front. And then there'd be a partition back there and a door in it.
Uh-huh.
And you put, say, a mule in one of them, a mule in the other one. And the same way with the cattle. A partition in there. And put your milk cow, one of them in the back, one in the front. That way. Of course, the sheep, we had a shed there, and we just put them in the shed and shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
They can allow a lot of spring rains.
Where?
People just had this talk out running everywhere.
What did you call that?
Free rains. Just out in the woods, people would have cattle, sheep, and get out and go here and yonder in the woods.
Uh-huh. Where did you keep the corn?
We had a crib building out on where we had a crib there in the front of the barn for a while. And we put our corn in it, and then we finally built a crib.
Uh-huh.
It was about six foot wide, I guess, and about
25 foot?
About 6 foot wide.
Uh-huh.
And about 16 or 18 foot long. And that was the crib. We kept corn in it. Cotton seeds, first one thing then.
Did you raise cotton?
Yeah, I raised cotton up to about 2 years ago. That's why I couldn't make expenses at it, and I just quit.
Yeah. When you raise cotton, you know, what sort of work do you have to do?
Well, you have to fix the ground, get your ground ready, and then plant your cotton. So it grows, and then whenever it got to come up, go in there and ply it, and then you have to chop it. Chop the cotton out, you know, why it'd be so far apart.
Uh-huh.
And then you plow it, and whenever it begins to bloom, well, I quit working.
Uh-huh.
And then it made cotton, and then when the cotton opened, well, we get in there and pick it.
Uh-huh.
That way, of course, now they've got these pickers, you know, machines. Doing that picking. Like when I was growing up, we had to pick it by hand.
Yeah.
These was our finger, cotton picker.